Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we got some good news today from the governor in terms of, you know, looking ahead as to what's going on. We are finally starting to move forward, and I think it's about really time for all of us. I mean, from the standpoint of, it's pretty clear that we were all starting to get a little bit on edge about life. And what I mean by that is good developments, positive developments, the developments of, you know, being able to say, hey, we're going to go back out and get out a little bit again. And, you know, things are going to be opening a little bit again and all that other stuff. Those are all things that, to me, really, really sort of aid in our mental health in a lot of ways. So it's a good week from that standpoint, and that tells me that next week probably will be even better. And I think that's, you know, I mean, each week as we take steps forward, the whole thing about it is every single week that we take steps forward, we've got to, you know, appreciate where we came from. And remember, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we were all stuck in the house, not able to do anything. And so, you know, life has been different in 2020. But, you know, I think the biggest thing about it, and it's a little bit of a cliche, but I think it really is applicable, and that is that adversity, it doesn't basically do anything except for reveal your character and make you tougher. And so I feel like that's what we've gone through this year. And hopefully, you know, we learn from it. We get stronger from it. We prove to ourselves that we can overcome things like whatever is thrown at us. And we go forward from there. You heard Tony Dungy there talking about the responsibility he feels like athletes and people that are prominent in the community in terms of, you know, what they need to do. And I think that's really, really a good message in a lot of ways. I think one of the biggest things is you've got to remember the experience for Black Americans is different than the experience for white Americans. And I know that's not really a, you know, always a well-received thing to say, but it is. And, you know, we've got a lot of younger Black athletes and guys like LeBron James who have been very, very active in what they feel like they need to do to try and make this world a better place. And I think that's the biggest thing that you see from all of this is that, you know, if you're on social media, a lot of athletes have sort of stuck, you know, have sort of spoke out and, you know, said their piece about what has gone on in Minnesota. And I think, you know, it's really encouraging when you see a guy like Joe Burrow, who, let's face it, he's a young guy just coming into the league, a white athlete. You know what? That's really helpful when a guy like that is willing to step out and say what he said. So to me, I think that we always talk about these incidents that happen, and I think that sometimes we underestimate the power that voices like those of Tony Dungy and, you know, I saw Jalen Rose said something, and, you know, Steven Jackson, former NBA player. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have spoke out and talked about some of the things that has been on their mind and that really has been on all of our minds all week. So it's a good thing to me when we have people that are willing to take a stand and people that are willing to go out there and sort of say things that might make others uncomfortable. But I think it's important, and it's an important part of the experience that we all have on this planet to try and make it a better place. And I think that if we can continue to do that, then, you know, we'll move forward as a society. But again, it was really encouraging for me to see the number of athletes who are willing to really kind of go out on a limb and sort of speak their piece about how they feel about all the things that have gone on in Minnesota and, you know, throughout the country in a lot of ways, not just isolated to that. And, you know, I had Nebias Wilborn on last night, and he and I talked about all of these things, and I think that it's a situation of where we're never going to get better. We're never going to get better if we don't continue to work towards getting better. And we're never going to be in a situation where we improve our relationships with each other unless we make it a priority and work towards improving our relationships with each other. So that's to me, I think, one of the most important things, and it starts with, again, respect. And I think the one thing we talked about with Nebias last night is the fact that as we move forward, athletes are more and more willing to go out on that limb. Athletes are more and more willing to say the things that's on their mind. They're more and more willing to, you know, participate. And a big part of it is because the younger generation is growing up in a different time and place than we grew up. And in a time and place where progress has been made. And that, to me, is what keeps me optimistic. You know, there are some people who talk about wanting to leave this world a better place than, you know, for their kids than it was for them. And I really believe that my kids have grown up in a better place than I did in the 70s. And they've grown up in a period, in an era where they've seen, you know, the LeBron Jameses of the world, you know, the Kobe Bryants of the world, the athletes who aren't afraid to get involved and take a stand and say the things they feel like they need to say and not be muted and not be shut up. And also have a lot of people who are white not just agree with them but support them and understand how important it is. But again, what we saw, I guess it would have been, what, Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon in Minnesota? I mean, that obviously is an ugly reminder that we've got a long, long way to go still. That, you know, things aren't perfect. Things aren't good in some respects. There are still miles to go, so to speak. But, again, I choose to look at progress. I choose to look at the way that things have changed even from when I was young. You know, I grew up in the 70s. I grew up in the, you know, the 70s and in the early 80s, and I remember what it was like in certain places in this country, even in the 70s and 80s. And even though we've still got, you know, pockets of society that aren't actually enlightened enough to sort of move into the new way of thinking. Thankfully, those places are shrinking. The number of those places are shrinking. And those people are becoming more and more of a minority. So, you know, as we talked about last night with Nebias, you've got, you know, a generation of athletes now who've grown up watching a generation of athletes who were increasingly vocal and increasingly understanding that they do have power. They do wield some sort of power in this community and in this world, and that they do have the ability to speak out on racial issues, and they do have the ability to speak out on justice. and they have credibility. And not just that, they've now moved to the next phase where we're starting to see sort of things like LeBron James, you know, who has sort of become a corporation unto himself, who basically has used, you know, his wealth, his ability to attain wealth, his power to further causes, you know, that make it better for the African-American community. So to me, as we go forward, the next generation of athletes growing up have role models that are even far more advanced in a lot of ways than the ones that, you know, we had when I was growing up. And the ones that were still around even when I was growing up, the Muhammad Ali's of the world, I mean, they were fighting battles that really led the way for the athletes nowadays to have the ability to speak out the way they can. Because it was a different time and place back then. And so I feel like, you know, we are making progress in so many ways. And, you know, Tony Dungy is absolutely correct when he says, you know, we don't necessarily need our athletes to be role models all the time, but we would like them to be. But if they have a voice in the community they live in, that goes a long, long, long way towards really, really, you know, advancing causes and, you know, bringing light to the things like justice and things like, you know, when it comes to economic equality and all of the other stuff that we're striving for. So it's been a crazy week for us here in this country. It's been a very, you know, on top of all the other stuff that's been going on for 8 or 9 weeks, we also got, you know, a stark reality that of what life is like in some pockets and in some places. We got to see some of the ugliness of who we are as a divided country manifest itself. But again, I choose to look at ahead and say we're going in the right direction. We've made progress. We need to continue to make progress, you know, and it's and not just in the area of racial relations, but in the area of sort of picking our country back up and moving forward. You know, like I said, we got announcements today all over the country, actually, that different towns and cities and you know, sections of states are opening up again for business. People are going to be able to start going back to work. You know, it's all out there in front of us, and, you know, we can make of it what we choose. So I choose to look back at this week with a broken heart as to a lot of the things that went on and look ahead to say, there are better and brighter days ahead, so let's focus on that and move forward together. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We've got a lot going on tonight. We've got Chris Carter coming on. We've got Chris Curd, former Pitt receiver Chris Curd, coming on to talk about some of the initiatives he's doing. We always love when he comes on. We've got our good friend Anthony Jass. That would be Anthony Jaskolski coming on to talk about, you know, his weekly segment about sports gambling and things of the such. And then, of course, as we do every week at 9:40, we will get ready for the nightly sports call by having Rich Walsh from KDKA-TV, who apparently had another big match today. And we will find out how that went. It is the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.